Yeah.
I see smoke filled up to the ceiling. What you feeling? I got devils trying to take what's mine. What you stealing? I got hopes of making better choices for my children. You ain't moved from where I seen you last time. And your feelings all hail the light source. Why I ride at night for? Fell up off my high horse. Nothing to apologize for. I live off that grid. Send my prayers through Wi-Fi. Solar power my eyelids. In my own lane, I'm a hybrid. I'm the lone wolf you never getting rid of. Yeah, show teeth like I'm in a dentist. Can't tell saint from a sinner. Heaven might get another tenant. I get it, I need a plug who I got hit up. Light skin, but they see tennis. You drive hard cause you got an image. You got fans, but they got a ceiling. You don't get it, I human cannibal. I'm reaching for the stars. No space, I got a two door. 24-7 pedal, two floor. Pray to God that I get new parts. Ain't no sugar in my tank. Red like blood, that's fresh paint. Same red blood that I drink. Same red blood that I drink. They say I ain't got a shot. No shot. I got blood up to my socks. On my chain, let the flow. I might flip before I flop. Start a fire when my wheels start turning. Turn it up a notch. Ride this Buick like a spaceship. And I'm coming for that number one spot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You about to make a turn, dog.
Yo, what up, people?
Are back to normal as that promised.
That is right. That is right.
Now let's give a bunch of air horns for Eric beating COVID.
I beat COVID. I feel undefeated and I'm basically immortal.
And so he's back. He bounced back. Beat the fever and the
COVID
loss of.
I want to say something, though. Honestly, COVID is a hoax. It's a lie, people.
All right.
Don't believe what they tell you.
I don't know if you should spread that information.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, I just thought it was kind of weird because, I mean, I don't know if I should be doing this on live and announce it, but the way how I was treated and I guess how my case was handled, it wasn't like, oh, we're taking all the precautions. Oh, we're writing all the information. No. I feel like they took it very lightly. Wow. Which, I mean, I'm okay. I mean, I'm fine. I feel the same.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, I was, you know, sick for a couple of days, but
right.
The way how they took care of it, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to see that you made it.
Yes, sir.
You're back to normal. Yes. And yeah. You were trying to hold those people accountable, which they should be held accountable for their lack thereof, properly treating COVID and
that is true.
All that stuff. But speaking of being held accountable and stuff, that's what we want to talk about today.
Yes, sir.
I've kind of had it on my heart because there's like, I try not to come up with like New Year's resolutions because they always fail. But it just happened.
And everybody starts in the first day of the year.
Exactly. It just so happened that I just had been getting to a point where I wanted to have more goals. Because, like, I had a lot of goals this year. And I actually hit them. Like, you know, learning how to edit videos, starting my other thing. Well, it's not really a podcast. Starting my YouTube channel.
Yep, there you go.
And, you know, stuff like that. And so, getting this project done, which we're about 90% done with, you know, this music project. So it's like I did all of that this year.
Right.
And so I was like, you know what? I want to keep going with goals, you know.
Good.
And keep on with that because it's achievable. It can happen. So
right.
I made up some new goals. And but these goals that I made up, much like on Rooted, there are issues that I have that I struggle with.
Okay.
On that episode, if you guys remember me just being vulnerable and talking about all the stuff that I deal with, this is another one of those instances.
Okay.
And so I wasn't going to talk about it on here, but I guess I will. So like I have a few goals. Like I won't even say all of them. One of my goals is to get back on stage to perform. Now, because of the way the first time that it went, it had like such a deep impact where I got to the point where I was like, this is why I should not be trying to pursue a music career. I'm almost 30 and I can't even like rap in front of people.
Yeah. I mean,
I just get like really nervous. Yeah. And stuff.
So, I remember that you didn't do any music stuff for like months.
No, I was saying I quit. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm not ever touching the microphone again. I'm not writing verses. But even when I said that, though, I was still writing. And like a lot of the verses that you're going to hear on the new project is stuff that I was writing. Like a lot of this stuff on the project is I'm always writing. Usually what happens, it's like a snowball effect. Yeah. I will write like a small line, like I'll be like, oh, that's a good line or whatever. Then I'll go back and keep adding to it.
That's good.
And then add to it. Or I'll have another random line and I'll put it with that line that I wrote before. Before you know it, a word turns into a bar. A bar turns into a verse. A verse turns into verses. Verses right. turn into songs. And then the songs turn into a whole project. And that's how that's how it is. And but anyway, yeah, so it's like 90% of the project is done. And then most of the songs that you'll hear on there are verses that I have had just sitting there.
Okay.
On my phone, you know, that I didn't use.
That's good.
And I had like, I took maybe two verses from like my SoundCloud stuff.
Okay.
And used them on this project, but I switched them up a little bit so they're not like word for word exactly the same.
I see.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, obviously coming to accountability, it is a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the whole reason why I was saying that. Sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, I mean, it's something that it's needed amongst, obviously, and like in every aspect of your life, I think, because we are people with habits and we tend to always do bad habits. We always tend to derail ourselves from what we're actually pursuing and what we want.
Right.
And the thing is, not a lot of people have great habits. And like, let's say, giving an example, somebody that wants to go ahead and do good in life, accomplish goals and stuff, if they don't have someone that can held them accountable, because and everything, yeah. Yes, you can all be self-made, but believe me, all those self-made people, they had a team with them,
right,
to go up, because they all held each other accountable. And same thing, you know, and I feel like that's sometimes why a lot of people don't succeed in life, because one, they don't have self-accountability and accountability with other people around them or the influences that they're hanging out with. Because you can, you know, have great friends, but they could be the most laziest people in the world. You know, won't hold you accountable. Won't even ask you, hey, bro, where you at with your goal, or where you at with your music, or where you at with what you had planned.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And it's funny that you say it, because you just reminded me. I remember Kevin Hart when he had the whole thing about him cheating on his wife and all of that.
Yeah.
I remember him saying in the documentary that he had on Netflix, he was like, he said, I went to Vegas and all of that, and I didn't tell my friends. I didn't have the people around me that would hold me accountable. And that's why that happened. Because his friends, he said his friends would call him out on his bullcrap.
Yikes.
They would have corrected him, but he went without them.
Oh,
so that way he couldn't be held accountable.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. But
yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what you were saying.
No, and it's important. I mean, either way, I mean, I feel like any type of relationship, either way, it's like best friends, even your partner, you know, or even family members too.
Yeah.
Because honestly, our nature is very sinful. So when we are alone, sometimes we end up doing bad things.
Right.
But if you have somebody accountable, somebody there watching you, then mm-hmm. you tend not to do those things because you're like, oh, snaps. You know, like you have that in the back of your head that, no, I got to do good or I got to behave.
Exactly.
You know, yep. Obviously we talked about behavior, but coming, regarding goals, having somebody that can hold you accountable to, build that, what's that word? Dang. Discipline.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you hold you accountable to what you say you want to do, because obviously we have to set ourselves goals. Like for me, honestly, I feel like I didn't do anything this year. I was able to buy a new house and all this stuff, and but I feel like I was like, I don't think that's enough. But that's the thing though, because I'm like the type of person that is like, okay, well, I have people that look up to me, so I can do my own, everything I can do it on myself. But I just, I'm starting to realize that I can't do things on my own. Like, I need people in my life that can help me succeed.
Right. Yep.
Because if you don't have that, dude, honestly, you can't do it alone. You can't at all.
Yeah.
And
that's why I called you the other night, because I randomly had that pop in my mind. I had wrote down at least like 5 goals.
Right.
That, I want to accomplish. But, and I've, like I told you on the phone, like one thing Denise has said to me pretty much since I moved up here, we should go work out. And I don't know. I think it's because when I was in high school, I did weight training for like 2 years. I think I did it in 11th grade and 12th grade. And it's just like, I didn't really see any results. And that's also, it goes back to rooted. I'm very impatient. So I didn't stick with it long enough to see the results. And as a result of that, I was just kind of like, I don't care about working out. It's like, dang, I'm doing it. It's getting me nowhere. I'm doing nothing, basically. So why work out? And I guess I just kind of had that mentality the whole time. And I know, God bless my wife, I know it can be irritating to be married to me, because I'm so, like, another thing, stubborn.
Yeah.
I'm stubborn. I'm stuck in my ways. I'm like that old man who doesn't want to change and stuff. I'm like that. But that was one of the things I brought up to you. Yeah. I was like, man, I want to go back vegan. I want to, work out. I want to do this and this and that. But that was one of the things I brought up. But I was telling you on the phone, though, I was like, I need like an accountability partner. And like, me and Denise had talked about doing that before, holding each other accountable. But I think it's because we're married, we'll just be like, oh, it's okay, or whatever. Just be kind of like
take your time.
Biased almost to the point where it's just like, oh, well, that's all right. Well,
next time.
We're not like, cracking down on each other, you said you was going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm holding you accountable. You know, we're not like that. So it's like, I don't know. That's why I figured you would be a good accountability partner, and vice versa, because you have stuff that you want to do too.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
because you mentioned working out also.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I feel like I have, like, being honest with everybody, I feel like I have so much to work on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really see myself as somebody that can lead people. Like, I'm like, in a way, pushing that thought, or like, if somebody comes up to me, even pushing them away, which I know it's wrong, because if they're coming up to me, it's because of a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to get in my head that there's a reason or purpose for all this. Like, and going back to like God, is like, God is not going to always accept you until you're ready,
mm-hmm.
but he wants to accept you as you how you are,
mm-hmm.
and through that show you, through that process, mold you,
yeah,
until you actually I feel like he works in those areas, like in your spirituality and your mentally and even your emotion. Like, he'll prepare you to, like, whenever that time is like, now you can feel that you're ready. But it's not like, how can I explain it? Like, okay, like, we want to go come to God when we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
But God is like, no, don't come to me when you're ready. Come to me as you are now.
Come as you are, yeah.
Because when you are ready, I want to show you more things,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to be leading more things.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like his mentality, like compared to us,
mm-hmm.
like our definition of being ready is completely different from his definition.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, like to me, it's like, I'm going to be ready when I'm good. When I feel like I'm doing good with you, but no, like, I feel like his definition of ready is like, when you're ready is because I'm going to give you more.
Yeah.
And you're not even ready yet. Like, right. I want you to be ready for this because it's going to be greater and greater and greater. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, elevate you to things.
Because that's one of the things that always, it bothers me, and it shouldn't. But, like, God sees you as perfect because of Jesus. He sees you almost as, he sees you as Jesus because you're saved through Jesus. And it's just, that is so weird to me. Like, it's just strange. Like, I'm not perfect, but he sees you that way because of what Jesus did and you choosing to accept him into your heart and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he sees you, the future you, the end goal of like where you
the final
are like, supposed to be. Yeah, the final product. Yeah. And that's always weird to me because it's just like, man, like I wish I could see myself as that. Like, same thing with like I said, getting on stage, I see myself in my mind, like on stage and like, you know, all these different things, but I just be like, is that really even achievable? Like I'm learning more and more too, that I am a pessimist. Like I rarely ever see the good in things. I just, cause I'm one of those people where it's just like, you hope. I don't even know if I have hope. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if I have hope anymore. I'm so like pessimistic at this point.
But see, and I feel like that's also one of the reasons why it's important. And I mean, to like have people around you
that
because, you know, with that, like, I mean, sometimes when you get like that, I'm like, nah, you can do it. Like you can do it, like, you know, or give you ideas. And I feel like that's why it's important to have those accountable people because, like, even with Jesus, I mean, he had a group of people.
Inner circle,
12 guys that, obviously, he had it all, but yet he needed people to do certain things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he had a group of people that I'm sure, and he said it himself, that you are my friends, you are my brothers, you are my sisters. And because I also feel because he got super close to them, to like not an intimate level, but I guess maybe a great connection with them where he can tell them, like, open up to them and they can open up to him, you know? And I feel that's why he was as well very successful with what he did. Because obviously, even though he was God, I mean, he wasn't going to do it all on his own.
Right.
And not just that, but he left that legacy,
right?
You know, living through them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure they themselves had a group of people, and eventually that's how, you know, the whole belief spread out.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the key, you know, having accountable people on your side.
Yeah.
Because no matter how down you feel, you'll have them people to like cheer you up.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Like, I mean, we were thinking about it, like, another thing, too, speaking of accountability.
Yeah.
Me and Denise were I feel like I might have said it on here. I don't remember. But for instance, like our wedding.
Yeah.
The reason why I am like kind of like whatever is because I feel like people are weird. Like people don't intend to stick around or whatever.
Okay.
Literally, like we were looking at like our wedding pictures. You can see like over there.
Yeah.
You see how like she had her bridesmaids. I had my groomsmen and all that.
Yeah.
Literally, the only person from her bridesmaid party who is still in her life is her sister.
Yeah.
That's the only person she talks to.
Dang.
In my groomsmen party, the only person I talk to is my grandpa.
Dang.
Savon would probably, you know, I would still be talking to him and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he is no longer with us. He mm-hmm. passed away. Literally, like the other people, nowhere to be found. Haven't right. talked to them. Haven't talked to my brother-in-law. I mean, I saw him like maybe a few months ago, but I didn't have time to talk to him like that. Another guy, I haven't talked to him probably in like 2 years.
Wow.
But basically, yeah, it's just like, that's why I still have that lone wolf mentality, because it's just like, what is the point? And this is the pessimistic side of me, and it goes into accountability. What is the point of trying to have friends when they're not going to stick around? What is the point of, you know?
Yeah.
And this is also why I said I'm like kind of like a grumpy old man, and I'm just like, I don't care about making new friends and stuff. And I've always had the mentality,
like even the Drake song.
Yeah, no new friends. Like, even when you met me in DI, and you heard the way I used to talk in DI. Like,
yeah.
And I'm still kind of that way. Especially
a lot, though.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, an outgoing person. I never have been.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm never, like, seeking to make friends and stuff. So it's like, I couldn't even get to that point where I have an inner circle that holds me accountable for stuff. I mean, I have you. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it at this point in my life. I mean, I have friends back home, but I feel like they don't. Honestly, we never really held each other accountable.
Right.
So our relationships were kind of, you know, somewhat unhealthy.
And no offense if you guys.
Yeah, no offense to y'all. But I'm just saying, it's just something that like. Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, though. The age that we were, we didn't really, because this was like before I left. When I left, I was about 23. You know, you're early 20s. You're not thinking about like, oh no, we need to hold each other accountable.
Yeah,
and
have just want to have fun.
You just want to have fun. Exactly. Yeah. So that's the reason why.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would be different now. But I live in Minnesota. They live in North Carolina. So it's like.
That's a whole different thing, yeah.
I'm just kind of like, at this point, I don't care, honestly, to have friends, which consequently I can't get to what Jesus had, you know.
Well, I mean, the cool thing is that we live in a world that things change. So,
yeah,
that's true. You know, as long as you're open to the idea or in giving that willingness, you know, things could happen.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of like you, but the opposite. I'm like, I don't want to rely on anybody because I'm the one that people should rely on, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah.
And I have to be good and I have to be the strong one and I have to have all the answers, but it's not always like that.
Yeah. No, when people ask me for advice, I'd be like, I don't know. That's why. Yeah. I felt so much pressure, like when we had the youth and stuff. Like I still see those kids when I'm working.
Yeah.
And honestly, I kind of try to avoid them because I don't want them coming up to me. Hey, are you coming back to, you know, or whatever, or just having an awkward conversation with them. And then it's just like, I need some advice on something. I'm not the one to come to, like kind of how you feel, which is terrible because we have a podcast and you guys listen to us, but it's just like, we just being real with you. Yeah. At times, I don't feel like I am qualified to lead or whatever, you know. And I don't feel like we're necessarily, like, leading our audience and stuff. I mean, to a degree we are, but it's like we're just sitting down having honest conversations and just, you know, talking, you know, and just admitting we basically are just saying stuff that everybody else doesn't, you know, they're thinking about it, but they don't vocalize it, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you kind of got a little glimpse of us. I mean, obviously, we're not going to say that we're not capable of what we're doing, but
yeah, no,
there are times where, you know, it really hits you.
You're human.
Yeah.
You know, we can't always be on our A game. Yeah. You know?
But the moral of the story is that you definitely need to be open and rely on people and trust people and have that, I guess, inner circle.
Yeah.
And have people hold you accountable to things. If you really want to succeed in life, that's the only way to do it, because you cannot do it on your own. I mean, yeah, you can, but if you really think about it, you can't, because you actually need people to get you to where you need to be.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm going to hold you accountable. You have not been able to hold on to that pen this entire episode.
Dude, I just got
to
hold it down.
I don't know.
But, all right. Yeah. But all right, guys. Well, this is all we got for you, and I hope something take the good and the bad from this, and don't hate us.
Yeah.
Because you want to be us.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Because they ain't.
Like on the interviewer.
Oh my God. But yeah, guys, I mean, we're still around. Definitely in Instagram, follow us at the _ET_podcast or Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, Spotify.
We have a YouTube channel.
That's right. So
as well.
So yeah, thank you for your support. And if anything, feel free to reach out.
Yep. And we'll see you guys.
Yes, sir. Stay safe.